This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Three people were killed Thursday in the latest Russian air attack on the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Residents worn out by a month of relentless attacks were awakened by air raid sirens and loud explosions throughout the city as Russian forces fired cruise and ballistic missiles overnight. At least one child was among the three fatalities, while at least a dozen more people were wounded. Meanwhile, the governor of Russia's western Belgorod region said at least eight people were wounded Thursday morning in an attack on the town of Shebekino that he blamed on Ukrainian troops. The attacks have come as Kyiv says it is preparing for a major counteroffensive against Moscow's forces. The U.S. House of Representatives late Wednesday night approved a deal to avoid the federal government from defaulting on its debts. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The compromise agreement between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden did not please most lawmakers, but still passed easily.
Yeas are 314, the nays are 117.
Tonight, we all made history.
Immediately after the vote, McCarthy said it's the biggest spending cut Congress has ever approved. Still, far-right conservatives like Chip Roy had vowed to block the bill.
You cut a deal that shouldn't have been cut,
saying the cuts were not nearly deep enough. Democrats said it was far better than the alternative, a potentially catastrophic first-ever default on America's debt. The bill now goes to the Senate, where Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said it would move quickly to the Oval Office.
I cannot stress enough that we have no margin, no margin for error.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said her country will soon put a military spy satellite into orbit. This is VOA News. In a statement carried by state-run news outlet KCNA, Kim Yo-jong also promised Pyongyang will increase its military surveillance capabilities. Her remarks came after the failure of a North Korean satellite launch on Wednesday. In a rare admission of a setback, KCNA reported that the rocket crashed into the sea after an accident. A spokesman for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said any launch by Pyongyang using ballistic missile technology breaches Security Council resolutions. NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday that the military alliance is prepared to deploy more troops to Kosovo to quell the growing violence in the ethnically polarized north. Stoltenberg told reporters in Oslo on the sidelines of a NATO foreign ministers meeting that the first 700 reinforcement troops are on the way. Unrest in Kosovo's north has intensified since ethnic Albanian mayors took office in the region's Serb majority area after elections in April boycotted by the Serbs, a move that led the U.S. and its allies to rebuke Pristina. NATO decided to boost its 4,000-strong mission in the region after 30 of its peacekeepers and 52 ethnic Serb protesters were hurt on Monday. Stoltenberg called the violence against NATO troops totally unacceptable. Jordan is hosting its biggest royal wedding in years Thursday as 28-year-old Crown Prince Hussein exchanges vows with Wajra Al-Sayf, the 29-year-old daughter of one of Saudi Arabia's wealthiest and most influential families. The international VIP list that includes U.S. First Lady Jill Biden was magnified with the surprise arrival of Britain's Prince William and his wife, Kate. The wedding will introduce Crown Prince Hussein to a wider global audience and deepen ties between the two influential Arab neighbors. In sports, Game 1 of the National Basketball Association Championship Series between the Denver Nuggets and the Miami Heat begins Thursday in Denver. AP correspondent Dave Ferry has a preview.
This is the first time the Nuggets have ever played in the NBA Finals, and the team's first time in a final series since the last year of the ABA in 1976. That means a dearth of experience for Nuggets players this deep into a season. One Denver player with finals experience is Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who was on the Lakers' 2020 title team.
Just trying to keep them calm, knowing that the first couple of possessions are going to be, you know, a lot, even for myself. You know, I'm feeling anxious right now. To even get out there.
The Nuggets have rest on their side, having polished off the Lakers last Monday in a four-game sweep. The Heat will have had 2 days off since winning Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm Dave Ferry.
For all the stories we're covering, download our VOA News app. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.